Amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord. Glory, honor, and power and adoration to the name of our God. We worship you, our Maker. We worship you, our God. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth forever. Our God is kind. Our God is wonderful. Our God is excellent. Great is your faithfulness, O God. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor and adoration, Lord. Be exalted forever. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord is good. 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 And his mercies endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth forever. For the Lord is good, the Lord is good. For the Lord is good, the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. And his mercies endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth forever. For the Lord is good, for the Lord is good, for the Lord is good, for the Lord is good. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth forever. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good. We worship our God, we worship our Maker. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth forever. We give glory to our God. How merciful, how wonderful are you, Lord. How glorious and excellent are you, Lord. The works of your hands are manifold, and they are filled with wonders. Lord, the works of your hands are manifold, and they are all righteous. O Lord. You are the Lord God Almighty, ever working and ever doing right. O Lord, ever working and never doing right, we worship you. Your will, O God, is supreme unto us. And your will, O Lord, shall be established on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we worship you. Thy will be done today. Thy will be done today in the name of Jesus. That will be done in our lives today, in the name of Jesus. That will be done in our lives today, in the name of Jesus, as we gather together. As we come again in this Bible study, that will be done in our lives today. Your counsel will stand, your glory will be known, in the name of Jesus. We shall be blessed, in the name of Jesus. because of your faithfulness. Hallelujah. We are glad you are with us. We are glad, Holy Ghost, that you are in us. We are glad, Holy Ghost, that you are in us. You will teach us this moment. You will come down in your glory. You will touch our lives, and we shall be blessed indeed. And our blessing shall be permanent today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for you are good and you are great to bless us. Wonderful is your name. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we worship our God. Amen. We bless the Lord today. Thank God for our lives today as we all gather together in His presence in this Bible study this evening. We bless the Lord for making it possible for us to be in this holy gathering. We thank you for those of you that are joining us in the studio. Morinanos, Morinanos, Rose, God bless you. My dear, God bless you. The Lord bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus today. Thank you for being with us. We bless the Lord for your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, my dear. God bless you. Hallelujah. Indeed, the Lord will do us wonder again today. Every word of God we are going to hear today shall prepare us well. You know, every message that we are hearing is to prepare us for our heaven abode, for our home in heaven. And this is our own way of preparing the body of Christ for rapture. And we bless the Lord God Almighty. We bless us in His presence today, together. Hallelujah. Amen in Jesus' name. Glory. This evening, by the grace of the Lord, we want to continue our teaching on study through Romans chapter 8. We are still studying in the book of Romans chapter 8. We have not exhausted. We believe that the Lord who have taken us through thus far, He will help us to learn, assimilate, and understand the mind of the Lord in the Word of God. Because the more of the understanding we have about God in His Word, the more victory we have on earth, the more establishment we have on earth, the more skills to overcome the enemy as soldiers of the Lord we have. Because in the presence of the Lord, where we study His word is where we are equipped. It's where we are guided. It's where we are shown directions. And there had never been anybody who followed God and never failed. There had never been anybody who served God and regretted. You are here this evening to serve God and to be edified in His presence. We pray that the Lord God Almighty will bless you and we give you the grace to just be with us to the end. We have only 1 hour to spend here in the word of the Lord according to how the Holy Spirit help us. And then this is our own church on the air. And when you are in the church, you listen attentively in honoring God. And then you listen with patience. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. These are the things that we have to do today. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 8 as we start together. The book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 20. Last week, we stopped the title before us last week was Building the Future Glory Through the Present Pain, as found in that book in particular, as found in that Romans chapter 8 from verse 20 to 25. Hallelujah. Building the future glory through the present pain. And this is part two of that of what we started yesterday. So because we couldn't finish it last week on that particular topic, under this study through the book of Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Let me read from here. The book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. 21. Because the creature itself shall also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to it, the redemption of our body. 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? 25. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. That is the book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 20. We will stop there at 25 today, and then we'll continue next week from there. Hallelujah. Last week we studied the word of the Lord from 17, that is from verse 17 to 20. So we talk about being heirs of God and joint heir with Christ, what it means and what we are here for. And we thought that we are part of the family of God of heaven on earth here. And as family of God in heaven and see dwelling on this earth, we talk about our inheritance that we have here. You see, there are a lot of inheritance that we have as children of God. We have inheritance of peace, joy, victories, healing, and miracles, because our God has all this in kitty for us to enjoy on earth here before we come to meet him. And see, you see, and then we thought also that the world that we are in right now is filled with pain for us. Of course, we are continuing that also today, to know the reason why we have to be in this situation as believer. Because when we meet Christ, we met Him with expectation to be relieved and to enjoy all the blessings of the gospel. Of course, we are enjoying them, but there are such things that we are experiencing that are still making our joy to be marred. So, but let's continue. Hallelujah. Verse 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, the creature, the renewed or the regenerated soul or mind. The Christian new nature. That is what he's talking of when he says the creature. The creature. So we are talking about the new nature, the new creature that we have in Christ, or that we are in Christ. We are made subject. You see, we are made subject to vanity. The vanity of life. Which vanity is that? He's talking about the vanity of this life. You see, when we were born again, when we gave our life to Jesus Christ, we responded to follow the Lord. And then, after we responded to follow the Lord, we were not taken away from this world immediately. Of course, heaven is our final abode. Heaven is our final home where we will go. But the Lord left us here after being born again, after being saved, to live life here, to face life here. And we call the life that we are facing here vanity in compare with that which we are to live in heaven.
So the world of now become vanity in compare with that which we are designed. It's designed for us to live in heaven. So when the Bible talk about we are subject to vanity, it become vanity because we have a hope that is better than what we are having now. We have a kind of expectation, or let me dwell on the issue of hope. We have sure hope that after now, in this world, we are going to live better. But now, we are being subject to vanity of this life. We Christians, we are still here. We are subject to things that all the world is subject to. All the other creation, according to what is found in verse 22. He said, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." The whole creation. And not only they, verse 23, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. We are coming to that. But I'm just establishing the fact to us that we are subject to vanity of life, vanity in life. Yes, this word become vanity to us Christians, but when we were in the world, it is something that we think as if that is only what we have on earth here, this world, and everything that we can get there. And we so pursue them to have them and to possess all unto ourselves in this world. But when we are born again, there is this knowledge and understanding that comes into us if truly we are born again and genuinely saved. Then there is this understanding that comes into us that we are not for this world. We are not for this world. The world to us become vanity. The world to us become empty in compare with the journey. With our hope in heaven. And you see, our life as believer is designed, because the Bible said the creature that is this experience that we are in, the new experience, the new nature that we are experiencing in Christ Jesus and being Christian, we are still subject. Hallelujah. And then being subject, we are expected to face life with new life that is in us. To face life with the new virtue and the new nature of God that is in us. The beauty of the matter and the difference between when we were in the world and now is that we believer, the moment we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have switched off our life for Jesus Christ to be switched on. And the moment we switch on to Christ, we are enjoying the full life of Jesus Christ. So making it, that was what we learned last week, that the Bible said that God has given us the earnest of His Spirit. The earnest of His Spirit, that is, everything that we need to live in this world successfully has been given unto us and is in us, according to what is found in the book of 1 Peter. Hallelujah. According to what we find in the book of 1 Peter, let's go to the book of 1 Peter together. Hallelujah. The book of 1 Peter, 2 Peter rather, the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. For you to know that everything to be successful or not here is already in us. So if this life is vanity, and because of the frailty of our bodies, we are dying, we are getting sick, and then we have temptations, and we have cares, and we are in the midst of conflicts, all in this world of vanity, thus making our joy to be mad. Even if you have permanent joy from the time we give our life to Jesus Christ and we are born again, the joy that is there is still remaining. And it is still our strength, according to what the Bible said, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So when the joy of the Lord is there, yet we thank God for not removing the joy, but what is fueling the joy is this new nature of God in us. And the settlement in our hearts that we have a new life, new nature, which is the nature of God in us, it gender in us a kind of hope and energy to continue our journey in life, whatever we face there. So Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3, lest I forget that, verse 3 said, according as is this divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. You see, God's power has already given us all things that pertain unto life and unto godliness. Meaning that we are living a full life of God. And if we thus live, then we are settled for permanent victory. Hallelujah. By the life of God, or the divine power that is in us. So if we are facing the world of vanity, we have explained that the world is vanity to Christians in compare with the glorious home that we are going. Because the moment that we are born again, that journey that will lead us to that final home in heaven started. And immediately, in this case, God himself, who made us to brought us onto this journey, what he has set in us is this, what, this hope. He has set the hope in us, and the hope was what keep us going, because the hope that is set in our heart is not really ours. It is God's hope. It is empowered by the Holy Ghost, that hope. The Holy Ghost in us will fuel the hope in us that we have a better home, despite the fact that we are living in this world of vanity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One song said, I don't know whether I will be able to sing it from the beginning. He said, living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face a temptation strong. Where would I go but do to the Lord? Where would I go? Oh, where would I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me till the end. Where would I go but to the Lord? We are living below in this world. We are seeking refuge for our souls. Something is happening in us. A journey had already started. When the children of Israel were taken from Egypt, they were taken from Egypt with the expectation to land in Canaan land. They have hope. And it was that hope that made them to start the journey. They were convinced by God through Moses to take on the journey that will lead them to Canaan land, despite the fact that there are a lot of hills up and down to pass through. They continue because God was involved, because God himself was the one who called them into the journey, as we are called. And God was faithful with Israel, and he took them to Canaan land, and they are there till today. If God take them to Canaan land and they are still there today, dwelling there today, it means that we too will have hope. We will get there to heaven in the name of Jesus.
The Lord will cause us to get there by His grace. But presently, the Bible said, the creature was made subject to vanity. Our creature was made subject to vanity. Yet, the vanity of this life that we said is vanity indeed in compare with our heavenly home. So by the grace of the Lord, we are saying this, that the Lord Himself, who have set the hope in you, hallelujah, who have set the hope in you, will carry you and me there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By His grace, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's continue. He said, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly. This not willingly, meaning that it's not as we expected. But we succumb to what we are experiencing now. And we'll be adding in hope to it. We succumb in hope. Not as we expected. Yet we succumb with deep hope within us. Because when the Holy Ghost saved us, He saved us and dropped the hope there. The hope that you have started a journey that will be terminated into the other end of glory, into the other end of eternity and eternal bliss with God. So, and then it is we that will be keeping the hope alive. We'll be keeping the hope alive. That is the work we have to do. And even the more the pressure we have, the more challenges we have, because of the hope that is in us, we continue to run the race. It has become race that, like that, because having started with God, we are expected to end with God in heaven. In the name of Jesus, as many as are hearing us today, and even all of us here, we are going to be counted worthy by His grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Not willingly. It's not as we expected. Hallelujah. But yet, we are coping on. That was what was said in the book of Romans chapter 7 by Paul, the apostle. He said what he was experiencing was not what he expected. What he was experiencing was not what he expected. You see, when you read from verse 15 of that Romans chapter 7, let's go there. He said, verse 15, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would that I do, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Hallelujah. What I hate is what I'm experiencing. What I hate is what is happening to me. I didn't expect that in this new life that I am in, I will have all victory and every time, and there will be no struggle of any kind. But I have struggle here. What I did not allow is what is happening to me. That is what I did not want. What I'm experiencing. It is said in verse 16. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. So what dwelleth in us as believer? Of course we are saved, but sin is no more remaining in us, but in our flesh. There is still sin. In our flesh, we are still carrying the sin that we must deny, the flesh that we must stop. That make our race as believer to be set to be meaningful. Meaning that the Lord leave us in this tabernacle of sin, the flesh, and He wants us to maintain the life of righteousness, the new nature inside of this tabernacle, inside of this flesh, to maintain it. That form the beauty of the journey. You understand? So now, because why? We are continuing. Because the same body that we are groaning in, or that we are groaning with inside of us, not as we expected. So the same body is what is going to be presented holy and acceptable. Yeah. And that is what the Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. He said, I beseech you, brethren. Therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies
a living sacrifice. Now, which means our own work as we journey on unto eternal life in this world of vanity, and this this world of vanity that we are subjected into, our own duty is to be presenting our body daily, every time, presenting it as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. We are not given any service this day than only service of working righteousness of God, making the righteousness of God possible, and expressing the same righteousness of God, because this righteousness of God that was obtained when we were born again is enough and sufficient. The energy therein, the power therein, and the virtue that is flowing from God unto us, if he does live that life of righteousness, is sufficient to terminate every effort, pressure, and everything that we are experiencing on earth here. So, hallelujah. Amen. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. So, the Lord has called us unto the work of righteousness to prove being right with God on earth here within the body within the body of flesh or the body of sin that we are still living inside of. Bible said that we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellence of glory might be of God and not of us. We have this treasure. Which treasure? The treasure of the nature of God, the treasure of the Holy Ghost. We is still dwelling there in the earthen vessel. Earthen vessel. And if the earthen vessel is still there, God did not design it that this earthen vessel will swallow the nature of God in us. Because the nature of God, God's nature in us is super strong, is supernatural. And supernatural to the extent that, hallelujah, to the extent that it can terminate any forces or not here, any power or not here, hallelujah. It can terminate any pressure or not here. Oh yes, oh yes. It can terminate any pressure on earth, any temptation. If we allow ourselves, or we allow to live, if we understand what living righteously mean on earth here, hallelujah. Don't forget that scripture. It's in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. So we are groaning in this certain vessel. Why are we groaning? Let me tell you what is really groaning. It is this new nature. That's what the Bible says. For the creature was made subject to vanity. That new nature of yours, that holy and righteous nature of yours, is still in the earthen vessels, according to the scripture. That's why in this world, we still have temptation and trials as believers, even temptation to sin, even temptation to do wrong is always there. So we are still living in conflict now, in conflict between doing right and doing wrong. And the pressure is always high as believer. That is what we are subject to. And he said, it is not willingly. We are not willing that it will be so, but yet it is. May God help us in Jesus' name. Why it is? What the Bible says here, he said, for by the reason of him, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Can you see that? Can you hear that scripture? He said, the reason for this suffering is not our reason. It's the reason of him, by the reason of him who subjected us into this, what we are experiencing in the nature, in the earthen vessel. What the Lord made us or exposed us to after being saved is that we are subjected to it, and there are reasons by the reason of him. And by the reason of him mean that God himself It implies that God appointed us to this condition, and for his divine purpose. And also, by reason of him, makes him the reason for all seasons of our lives. Hallelujah. So, meaning that if it is God's own reason, which means that we are living by reason of God, by God's own reason, it's not our reasoning anymore. The moment we are in Christ Jesus, our personal reasoning is suspended. Hallelujah. Our personal reasoning is what? Is suspended. Praise the Lord. Our personal reasoning is suspended. And by the grace of the Lord, please, hallelujah. Our personal reasoning is suspended, and amen. Please. Our personal reason is suspended. So, and the moment our personal reason is suspended, it is God's own reason that we are living through now. We are living through God's reasoning. So our reason is not God's own reason anymore. Our reason is not our reason anymore. It's God's own reasoning. And as God is reasoning with us, and we are reasoning with God, then he who have the reason for taking us through those journeys that we're experiencing, we service the reason by himself. If it is for God's own reason also that we are serving God and we are following God and we are succumbing to that what we're experiencing, then it will be easier for God himself to come into the journey with us. And the journey will not be ours anymore. It will be his own journey. And if it is God himself that is taking the journey with us and in us, we are sure to be strong to the end. Yes, we are sure to be strong to the end by his strength. That's why when Paul asked God of something that he must do in healing him and removing a thorn from his flesh, God, he said, what he always hear God is, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my power is made perfect in your weakness. My grace is sufficient for thee. For my power is made, hallelujah, is made available in your weakness. Meaning that all these thorns that you are talking of, all these experiences you are talking of as believer, it's no more your own experience anymore. All what you are passing through is no more yours. You to manage it. I'm the one that is managing it by my reasoning. I'm reasoning something in you, and the reason is that I want to enter into your situation in life, your situations in life, your pressures in life, your challenges in life, and then, as I enter into the challenges of your life, and I begin to challenge the challenges of your life, I begin to challenge the situation of your life, I begin to challenge the enemy of your life, and being the challenger, I am indomitable. I cannot be overcome. Then it means that it's no more you that is living. That was what God was telling Paul. My grace is sufficient for thee. I knowingly put that thorns there in your flesh to humble thee. Yes. To know what is in thee. We are coming to that by the grace of the Lord. Because the reason why we are passing through all these things is not far from the reason that God himself knew that we don't belong here. And he did not want us to be comfortable here. So that we will live as if we belong to here. Yeah. Praise the Lord. God wants us to give us discomfort in order for us to be uncomfortable, to be unpleasant, to feel unpleasant with this world, in order for our life and of our eyes to be set to heaven. Hallelujah. To be set to heaven where we belong. We are not for here. So that is the reason. I think we are knowing the reason now. By the reason of him who have subjected the same in hope. He subjected the same in hope. So God's own reason become our own reason. Like I said, by reason of him. by reason of him, which means that it makes God's own reason to be our reason for all seasons, and God become the reason for all seasons of our life and of our new life experiences. He become the what? The reason for all seasons of our new life experiences. If we thus remain in it for his glory to the end, if we remain in that condition to the end, making God's own reason to be our own reason, then subjecting ourselves to God's own reason, no more our reasoning. That's the reason why, for instance, if you want to get married, you pray seriously to marry according to the will of God, if you're a believer. Because if you don't marry according to God's own reason, you marry according to your own reason, you will make blunder. And you may even lose your peace or not here. You see? So if God's own reason become our own reason, then it make it beautiful. Then God has subjected us to his own reason. Is it not beautiful to be subjected to God's own reason? Because his reason is wise, is wiser than reason of men. His reasons is all glorious, powerful. There are a lot of glorious things within his word, within his reason. If we can subject ourselves to it, because he is the one who subjected us to that reason, of to those reasons of his, or not here. Hallelujah. The Lord bless us in the name of Jesus. So we are subjected to this present condition and to remain until the reason of his are actualized. And when the reason of God is actualized, and what is that reason? It's the reason of making us to be with him eternally. Yes, enjoying the bliss of heaven that the angels were enjoying. Oh my word. So it is beautiful to pass through all those things that we are passing through right now. It is glorious, enjoyable. It's enjoyable to those that are living not according to themselves. So that's what the Bible said. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus Christ said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot dwell except he abide in the vine. Yes, no more can ye except you abide in me. That's John chapter 15 verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. My word. May God help us and never let that be our portion, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As we abide in Christ, as we abide in his will, as we succumb ourselves to his own reasons for living, then we enjoy life. Paul enjoyed it, even with those thorns in his flesh. Yes, he enjoyed working with the Lord. The more he got close to the Lord, the more the thorn is dying to his own self, who is rejecting the thorns. Because it is our own personal self, our own nature, that rejects such reason that God is bringing away as experiences. But our own personality in Christ, the new nature, we say yes to it and welcome it, because he is journeying with God, and God is the reason for his living. So when God becomes the reason for our living, so it makes all the problems that we are facing in life to be weakened and be overpowered and be overwhelmed by the life of God in us, by this reason of God that we subjected ourselves to. Verse 21. Amen. Don't forget that he said in hope. He surrendered it in hope. Okay, of course. Before we do that, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 15. We are seeing the reason. The Lord want me to just dwell there. He said it's not finished. Praise the Lord. By the reason, which you don't know, but we are getting to know the reason why we are subjected to that vanity. Hallelujah. When we are subjected to that vanity. Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy to see what some of the reason that the Lord made us to pass through all what we are passing through as believer. Amen. Yes, verse 2:8-15. All right, I may not read all because of our time. And that verse 2, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what is in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Verse 3, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Which thou knowest not, neither did thy father knows. There are things that we are experiencing that we don't know the reason why we are experiencing it. They were eating the manna that they have never known before, and they call it, when the Lord gave them the manna, they call it manna. The meaning is, what is this? What is this? The meaning of manna is, what is this? Manna. What is this? There are a lot of what is this in our own lives also that we're experiencing. And when it comes, we say, what is this? We say manna. So all this manna that we're experiencing in our lives, God brought them for his own reason. Hallelujah. Let's go on. He said, which their father know, what their fathers know not, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Yes. So what we are experiencing as believer in the tabernacle of flesh, as we journey on, they are like what the children of Israel experienced when they were in the wilderness. They were given manna, and the Lord fed them with manna. The meaning of manna is, what is this? So God brings situations unto us that we too would name, what is this? Why am I experiencing this? What is this? The Bible said to humble them, to know what is in their hearts. He suffered them to be hungry. He caused them to be hungry at their journey. The Lord knows it, the reason why you're doing it. And he said the reason why is that, that you may know that man live not by bread only, but by every word. You are known to bread. You know bread very well. You know the kind of experiences you are having when you are not in Christ. You can walk freely, you can act freely, you can even steal, you can cheat. Yes, but now people will be cheating you in Christ Jesus, and God will still be looking as if he's not there with you. You'll be experiencing things that is strange. God will seem to be looking. Why? He said that you may know that man lived only by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That you may do what? That you may fully have total surrenderness and dependency upon me, your God. Because by doing that in this world is how I will do what? I will approve you to be part of me in heaven, from here to here. When it is by my word that you live your life, by the word that proceeds out of my life is how you live your life. Then that is what the Lord is making them to pass through. In order to, verse 4, he said, thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Can you see that? So the Bible is saying here that as we journey on, let's go back to that scripture that that is before us in Romans chapter 8, verse 20. He said, by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Hallelujah. So the Lord has something in mind that they are designed for them, and he made them to walk through the wilderness 40 years. Of course, their own year of walking through the longer year that they walked through was because of their disobedience unto God, of their murmurings, limiting God, which shows also that as we journey to heaven, limiting God can delay our miracle in the way. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name not to delay, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. By the reason of him, the Lord wants us to dwell there. So which means that God made us to do what? To be subjected to the vanity of this life now as Christian. Of course, in order to make us not to be comfortable with this world, for us to know that we have what? We have an home in heaven, which is our final home. So if you are experiencing anything you are experiencing as a believer, enjoy it better. Praise God for them. Be joyful about them. Yes, that is God's own way of taking you through and carrying you through. And when you are doing that also, do you know what? The enemy will be humbled also. Satan, the demons and forces of darkness, they cannot cope with that kind of life that is fully surrendered to God, because they are disobedient in their realm. And for anyone that is now obeying and subjecting himself to the reasons of God for making him to pass through what he's passing through, then they are humbled. We come to that. Of course, let's see some of the reasons why God may be causing us to be subjected to what we're experiencing as believer. Hallelujah. He said, by remaining here, in such condition, what I'm writing here, I write here is what I'm reading here. Praise the Lord. Yes, by remaining here, number one of the reasons is this. Apart from what we said that God wants to humble us and make us. Okay, let's continue. He said, by remaining here, in such conditions, the power of the gospel we have so received is proved to the world in overcoming the trials and temptation through the same gospel that we said we received. God made us to remain on earth here, even with these earthen vessels and the treasure that he put in the earthen vessel, that the gospel that have saved us, we may express that gospel unto the world. When we pass through trials, for instance, when all our family members whom we decided to leave behind and follow Christ, when they look at us and see us suffering and the way we are enduring them, and we pass to the other side of victory and miracles, you see, it makes them to realize that our way of new way of life is appealing. It makes it appealing. It makes our way of life, gospel way of life, to be excellent and appealing to the world of sinners. And also, when we live that life, being subjected to that reason why God made us to pass through those journey and those experiences, is also judging the world of darkness. It's making the world of darkness to be humbled, like I said. It's making the world of darkness, demons and Satan and demon and forces of darkness, who cannot stay, who have lost their own estates, who were chasing away and driven away permanently from their own estate of peace, tranquility, and joy that God created for them, because they lack obedience unto God. They did not obey God. They did not follow God. Hallelujah. But yet, so God wants to humble them. At times, that's the reason why when the Lord asked our father and mother, Adam and Eve, not to eat of the apple, remember, God have known that the enemy will come. Satan will come and tempt them. Yes. And he gave them instruction not to eat. Now, then one thing I understand also about trials of God is that anytime God brings any trials to our lives, there is an attachment of miracles and promotions to it. For every trials of life, there is an attachment of what? Of promotion to it. So, apart from the fact that it will humble the word of darkness, and the word of darkness will surrender unto, and they will doff their caps, their heart for us, that indeed, after everything, we have endured to the end. If it's so endure, that's what I mean. If it's so endure, they too will recognize it. They will know it, that indeed, somebody is running a race peacefully, and is running his own race with determination. They can't come our way then, even if they come with their trials, because we have already made up our mind to follow on, to follow on, to follow on. We cannot be stopped. Praise the Lord. The Bible says somewhere, he said, if you have determined to live righteously, who will bewitch you? Who will stop you? There is no power now that can do that. Because our God himself, his own life is what we are living with or living by. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Let's live our life continually in surrendering our lives, the gospel life that we are living now, surrendering totally to God, that God will use, that God might use our experiences in life to judge sinners, to judge the world of darkness, hallelujah, to make sinners to turn unto God and to judge the world of darkness, because the Bible said in the book of Ephesians 3:10 there, he said, by us, the church, the manifold wisdom of God is made known. The manifold what? Wisdom of God is made known by us, by what we are experiencing. In fact, we will become wonder unto the world of darkness. When they see us, of course, some of those temptations that they are bringing onto, some of those temptations that come to us were given or were inspired by the devil themselves. But if we so surrender ourselves to obey the Lord despite all their temptation that they are bringing our way, they too, they know. And by us, in that way, they will be humbled. The Bible said in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 3, he said, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, they might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Verse 11, according to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. Which he proposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. He said, to the intent that the principalities and power in heavenly places, they might know the manifold wisdom of God through us. So there is wisdom that we are passing to the world of darkness, and we are teaching them what the wisdom of God is. Because any trial that come our way, it means that it's a kind of gem. It's a kind of gem to be converted. Of course, it may be rough. It's like rough diamond and rough gold. You see, it is only when it passes through fire that become the original. So when we pass through all that also, we are being thoroughly purged of all those things that the enemy may bring our way, and then we'll be able to prove to them that we belong unto God. Another thing, though, that might be the reason why we are subjected to all this is that to examine our character through trials that we are experiencing. To examine our character through trials. That is for progressive examination, for fitting us for heaven. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 25. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 25. God is checking our character through trials. Like he checked the character of the children of Israel through suffering in the wilderness. Like he checked them through suffering in the wilderness. So check their character. He said to prove them, to know their character, to know what they will do, to know what they will want, how they will respond unto situations that God is making them to pass through. So let all of us be careful as we are walking on, journeying on with the Lord. The Lord is not doing evil to us to make us to pass through what we are passing through right now. It is to prepare us. May the Lord God Almighty help us in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 24 of 1 Corinthians. He said, know ye not? Of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. We pray that the Lord will help us to obtain. Verse 25. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. But we an incorruptible. Hallelujah. So there is an incorruptible crown that God has prepared for us in heaven, and that is what we are working. We are making available for ourselves through suffering. Hallelujah. We are making it available ourselves as we surrender ourselves unto God's will in everything we are passing through. And when we pass through them, the Lord Himself will come unto us and do what? And He will take us through and cause us to overcome them. The Bible said that God, after He has tried us for some moments, He too will come unto us. And we do what? He will help us. He will help us through. In the name of Jesus, I pray the Lord will help us through in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He said, after ye have suffered for a while, amen. Praise the Lord. After we have suffered for a while, He will do what? He will keep us fit. He will keep us fit. He will make us fit for receiving our correspondence. A miracle for our blessings. Hallelujah. Amen in Jesus' name. Let's continue. Now, and then another one is to subject us to training for fitness to fly into the sky. That's what I put there. To subject us to trainings. When we are passing through all that, we are under trainings. Trainings to be light enough in our body. Maybe you don't know that this same body of ours that is passing through all this is what is going to be raptured. It's what is going to be transformed. In a twinkling of an eye, that's what the Bible said. Hallelujah. The same body will be what? The same body will be changed. Will be changed. Will be changed immediately in a twinkling of an eye. Praise the Lord. So if this body will be changed in a twinkling of an eye, then we have to continue to keep under our body. That's what the Bible said in that 1 Corinthians where we read in verse 26. It said, as therefore run, not as uncertain, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bringing it unto subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a cast away. Wow. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. I keep under my body, which means that Paul himself, as holy as he is, he knows that he has a body to keep under. Yes, we are expecting the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will return by changing our body, this same body, that with which the enemy is attacking, and bringing temptation and trials to, upon, then if you can learn what Paul did and do the same, he said, I keep my body under subjection. Under subjection unto what? I bring that body into subjection. Hallelujah. So bringing that body into subjection, meaning that any trial that come my way that will result to sin, I stop this body. Amen. I put it into subjection so that this body will not deprive me of flying. You see, when you deprive your body, the nature, your sinful nature on earth here, when you deprive him of right to enjoy all those things, hallelujah, all those things that we are experiencing in life that you used to groan and murmur about, if we see them as a means of training to fly. Because when you put your body in subjection, the body himself will become as light, paper, nothing. Again, that is, it become as something that has nothing to your focus of heaven. So you look at the body itself will see itself being subjected. So that is how you are trained to fly with that same body. Because the Bible said, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. We shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. We shall be changed. Let's read the book of Second. That is the book of Second Peter chapter 3 verse 13. Let's read Second Peter 3:13. What does the Bible say? We shall be changed. So we are in training now. Everything that we are passing through in the body is to train this body, that this body, you are going to fly very soon. Yes. You are going to fly. You are going to be called to fly into heaven. Be subjected to me. Be subjected to me. Be silenced. You are bringing your thing to me. No. Oh, flesh, be subjected. Amen. You can't stop me. Hallelujah. You can't stop me. Be subjected. Praise the Lord. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus. So, we shall be changed. We shall be changed very soon. And the Lord God Almighty, who is preparing us and bringing us into and brought us into this training, is monitoring the way we are responding right now. Hallelujah. He's monitoring the way we are responding. Hallelujah. And by the grace of the Lord, we are going to be made to fly through this denying of this body, of this flesh, through subjecting ourselves unto all those things that the enemy praise the Lord. I call on 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13. I said, let's read from verse 12. He said, looking for and hasting unto the coming of God, wherein the heaven being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall be met with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise, look for new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Hallelujah. So be ready in this same body as you deny it of all that it demands to enjoy and miss the rapture. Be ready to say no to the flesh. Hallelujah. Be ready to say no to the flesh. Be ready to make it subject unto you and unto God and for God's glory. And that is how to be trained for rapture. That is how to be trained to fly into the sky. Praise the Lord. Because very soon we shall be changed. And we shall be made to fly to meet the Lord in the sky very soon. Praise the Lord. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. So that is one of those things, that the reason why we are passing through all that, in order to train us to be fit for flying unto heaven. So praise the Lord. The Lord will make it possible for us in Jesus' mighty name.
may we find grace to fly in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Another one, to engage us in service to Him. So we are caused to remain in this situation, in this condition. We are not taken to heaven. Immediately we are saved, we are left on earth here to do all this that we are saying. And the other one is to, the next one is to do what? To engage us in service to Him, to express our given talent to the world of sinners. Amen. To engage us in service to Him and to express our given talent to the world of sinners. Because the talent that we are given must be converted towards to divine, I mean, to heavenly dollars. I'm using my own language. Praise the Lord. There are all that we are passing through right now will be converted. Amen. Praise the Lord. To heavenly rewards. Hallelujah. And heavenly blessings, if you so fight to the end. It's like the Bible, the proverb that Jesus Christ told his disciple in the book of Luke chapter 19. So he's engaging us in his service right now, and he's expecting to come back. And then what he now tells us is, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. Praise the Lord. Let's read that in the book of Luke chapter 19. Occupy till I come. We may not read all the what we write here. Praise the Lord. Luke 19, 12 and 13. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Am I correct? Okay. All right. Okay. And he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds. Can you see? It involves money. It's just talking about talents here and now. Things, services that you are given to do. So they are like pounds now that will be converted to the pounds of heaven. Huh? Every services is to be converted later on. Huh? And said unto them, occupy till I come. Engage in my service till I come. That's why we are here. And that's why we are preaching to you here right now, ministering to you here right now, in order to occupy till He come. When I'm entering this studio, before I enter the studio, I was praying, Lord, be with me, Lord this, that. The Lord said something softly in my heart. He said, I bid this service. This service that you are doing. How will I not get involved in it? I'm here. I still was praying as if God is not there already. But God made me to know He's already here. Before I started. Hallelujah. He said, I'm here. I bid you this to do this service unto me. Why will I not be there? Hallelujah. Then with joy, I opened the studio. Praise the Lord. Amen. So meaning that we are doing our own service unto the Lord here. High and grace. Praise ye the Lord. So we are occupying till He comes. He is here. Even whether people listening or not, we thank God people are listening and downloading. We thank God. We are doing service unto the Lord. Amen. There were times when we are doing service unto the Lord here, and we felt that people are not entering our studio at all till we finish. And what the Lord told my sister was that, you have ministered unto me. You have ministered unto me, which means that every ministration, every teaching, every preaching is firstly to the Lord, not unto men. We are not ministering to men, we are ministering to God. So when we see anything that we are doing there like that, as that, then it will attract rewards in heaven for us. May the Lord help us to get there in the name of Jesus. Occupy till I come. This is what the Lord is doing. Occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. Praise the Lord. Are you occupying? We are calling you to occupy until He come. Begin to do something for Him tangibly. Let the Lord guide you. Let the Lord lead you. Occupy till He come. We are rounding up systematically by the grace of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So remember that the Bible said He subjected us to this in hope. We are still going back to that Romans chapter 8. Ha!
God, thank God for the Holy Ghost. We are seeing verse 20 to today, till now. Praise the Lord. He said, we are subjected into what we are subjected into, all these experiences, in hope. So, which means the Lord did not just put us there. We have said it, that it is for a reason. And these are the reasons why we said. So, which means that everything that we are doing, we are experiencing in this tabernacle as we continue journeying on with the Lord, is in hope. And when hope comes, hope brings something. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 8. Hope genders something. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. So, hope that the Lord put in us, it grows inside. It snowballs into another thing. It grows into another thing. It will not remain in hope. Hope will gender something. Hallelujah. Chapter 5, Romans, verse 3 to 5. I read. It says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Yes, in tribulations also. We are enjoying what we are doing now. Even what we are experiencing now, we are enjoying it. We are not enduring them anymore. If you so understand that it is for heavenly reward. He said, we glory in such tribulations. Knowing that tribulations worketh patience. Our tribulation, as God has born hope in us, when we started journeying with Him as Christian, the Lord put hope in us that it is for the reason of making heaven at last. And tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. And experience bring hope. And what hope brings is it? You will not be ashamed. Verse 5. And hope maketh not what? Ashamed. Which means that if you continue in that hope, you are keeping the hope alive, then you will not be ashamed. I said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Because the power to keep the hope alive is already in us. We said it when we started, that God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness is in us to overcome. So that the hope will be kept alive. I pray the Lord will continue to help us to make our hope to be kept alive. Praise the Lord. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. We want to go to verse 21. My God, can we make this one? Let's round up a bit. By the grace of the Lord, we are going to continue from that same verse 21 next week. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said let's go to that chapter 8. It said verse 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God, the creature. So this creature of us, this our own new nature that is experiencing all that we have been saying here, will soon be delivered. Say amen to that. We shall be delivered. Because the creature itself shall also be delivered. We shall be delivered. Very, very soon. Something is going to happen. The rapture is going to take place very soon. According to God's timing. According to God's what? God's timing is going to be what? Something is going to happen. So let us be patient. Let's continue. The Bible said in book of Romans chapter 12 verse 12, it said rejoicing in hope, in hope that something glorious is about to happen to you and you shall be delivered very soon. So your hope that is gendering patience and is making you to be what? To be patient in tribulations. We soon receive deliverance. Deliverance is guaranteed when the hope is being kept alive. The Bible says, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation.
continuing instant in prayer. Continuing instant in what? In prayer. Rejoice in hope. Let's continue to rejoice. Our salvation is near. We shall soon be delivered in the name of Jesus. Very soon, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15. Let's read 1 Corinthians 15. Praise the Lord. Very soon, we shall be what? We shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. The Lord will change us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will change our vile body in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The Bible said in verse 52 of 1 Corinthians, he said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised in incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Listen, verse 53. For this corruptible must put on corruption. Can you hear? I said it the other time. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. Which means that the corruptible body that in which you are enduring pains and trials, the same body will be what? Will be changed. Can you hear? Can you see? He said, for this corruption must put on corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortal. Can you see that? This same mortal body of yours will receive divine, what do I call it now? Divine power to be lifted and to be converted. I mean, to be lifted from that same body. That is this new nature of yours that is enduring that thing. As receive a body, a new body that is flyable, that is convertible unto the corruption, unto the incorruption. This same body of sin that you are continue to deny the flesh, continue to fight against sin. Then the Bible said, this same body of yours that you are denying, as you are doing denying, every time denying is, you are only making it ready to fly, to receive incorruption. So the Bible said this in verse 54. So when this incorruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. The death in our body right now, the death of this, so instead of the body making our new nature to die because we cannot manage or we cannot surrender or we cannot obey totally, then that will be an error of all ages, an error of error, if we allow this body to delay us and the dying body to delay us of receiving the life, to deprive us rather of receiving the new life. If this corruptible body will receive the incorruptible, then it means that we should continue exercising faith of denying the body with the hope that we are going to be changed. We are going to be delivered very soon. Hallelujah. Because this creature, that is your new nature, it shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption so that it will receive incorruption. Verse 21, because the creature, I have gone to Romans chapter 8 now. We are rounding off. Verse 21, because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Yes, very soon. Like we said last week, that here we are being called upon to do what? To manifest sonship in us.
If you are really sons of God, the Bible said the whole world is still waiting. Our new nature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God at the last day when we are going to be manifested as sons of God indeed. Let's continue to deny the flesh. Let's continue to fight on. Let's continue because this corruptible body that you are denying, we soon receive incorruption. This mortality, we should receive immortality. And it is then that we really deal with death. Huh? Death that is in the body. As Christ dealt with his own body on the cross and surrender it for death, I mean the body. So let's surrender our own body also and subject it unto what? Unto that those suffering, those things that we are enduring, those pains, those temptations, not yielding to them. As we are doing that, we are destroying the body of sin. Hallelujah. And this body of sin has been destroyed through denial of the flesh of sin in it, then it will make it available for God, who is going to rapture the body or going to change it from mortal to immortal. Let's continue. I pray the Lord will grant us the grace to continue. In the name of Jesus, unto the end, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to continue next week, but that, of course, when we do that, we believe that the Holy Spirit will help us. I think the Holy Spirit wants us to stop here right now. Praise the Lord. And then, and prepare. That's where we're going to start next week, and then we continue from there. Hallelujah. So we continue from verse 26 next week, and then we know that the Lord will help us. So this is part 8. We are following the way the Holy Spirit is leading us, and we thank God because he has helped us today again. Of course, we know that you have heard the word of the Lord and you have been blessed. We thank God for your life. Praise ye the Lord. We bless the Lord. I want to call my sister to round up and pray for us. As she pray for us. Praise the Lord.
Blessed Redeemer, we want to say thank you for shedding the light of the world into our minds and hearts to give us understanding and lead us on a pregnant way to the Cana, heavenly Cana. We bless you for the marvelous grace. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Much have been said, but the power to do this bestowed upon us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You said then that it told that hear and do that are blessed and that are your brothers and sisters.
Yes.
We want to be part of them by being the doer of the word and never the hearer alone. Give us the enabling power to be the doer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And as we do, let the venomous power in the world quicken our spirit, soul, and body. Let the mighty power in the world do the miraculous.
Amen.
To set free where necessary.
Amen.
To deliver where necessary.
Amen.
To break the chain of sin upon every soul and heart.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the venomous power in the word.
Yes.
Let all iron bars be cut asunder.
Yes.
Let all iron doors open on their own accord. Let the foundation of the prison door of every life be shaken and destroyed.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every weight, every yoke upon every shoulder and every neck be broken by the power and the anointing in the word sent.
Amen.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Such that our liberation freedom be known and be made known unto all.
Yes.
To your glory, Lord, and for our blessings.
Yes.
Thank you for how you have used Bro Paul and Sister Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you for the blessings that accrue. Thank you for the glory, honor, adoration that will forever be yours. Thank you, because the Holy Spirit will give the words wing to the uttermost part of the earth to reach every soul breathing in the air that are alive in the studio or those that we download. Thank you for the blessings and thank you for the testimonies that will glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
That exalted forever in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, as many souls as will be blessed by this, we hand them over to you, such that you perfect the will of God concerning them.
Yes.
And by none shall be judged by this world at the last days.
Amen.
Rather, by the world we shall be justified.
Amen.
I'm gathered at your feet to glorify you forever with the angels. In the mighty name of Jesus. More anointing, Bra Paul.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for your patience. Blessed be your name. But blessed be the name of the Lord for your life. Amen. So you can download our messages on befruitfulfamily.pubme.com. The Lord bless you. We thank God that you will be with us again on Wednesday by 7 a.m. Wednesday for Shiloh Hour for all the family. That is Shiloh Hour for the family. We pray that the Lord will cause you to be there with us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank God for your life. So you can also reach us and know how to help us to reach out better through that address. There you can see our account number and all such things that we needed to continue. And I pray the Lord God Almighty will help you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help you and the Lord will cause you to be heard in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord will make you. Yes, Wilhelmina Atuba, you are welcome, but we are rounding up right now. You can download our message and it will really bless you because we have enjoyed the presence of the Lord today. Wilhelmina, God bless you. So, and then Afriyi Dokas, God bless you. Mariana Rose, God bless you. Wilhelmina Atuba, okay, you came back. Okay, God bless you. I know you were with us at the beginning. So God bless you, my dear. So please download our message and the Lord God Almighty will bless you indeed in Jesus' name with that message. So just download it. And then you can reach us also on our WhatsApp number. And that is +23480 5721 4470 5721 4470. So the Lord God Almighty, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. So you can call us. Another number is +34 8207 82 7 8327 8290 +34 8 +34 3 8 2 7 8 2 9 0. That is again +34 3 8 2 7 8 2 9 0. So you can just join us then, and the Lord will bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you as you join us again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Bye for now till Wednesday, when we hope to meet you again in the presence of our God. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. Amen. Bye. Amen. Amen. I am filled with message today. God bless you.